今天是英文正道，那我们希望说小朋友们如果能够愿意听到的话，可以继续留在上面听到啊。
So today we're going to have a sermon in English, so all the youth are welcome to stay here and listen to the sermon.
今天的主日经文是路加福音四章一到十三节。
Today the scripture reading is found in Luke chapter 4, 1 to 13.
请我们大家一起来诵读。
Let's read all together.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。”耶稣回答说。经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜你的神，单要侍奉他。魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。 好，我们今天特别荣幸请到西点浸信会的 Pastor Philip 到我们中间来，还为我们证道。
Today we're very privileged to have a Pastor Philip from the West Point Churchto come here to give us a word of God. Now we give the floor to Pastor Phillips.
Good afternoon and thank you.
大家下午好，谢谢你们的邀请。
It's a joy and a privilege to be here sharing the word of God with you.
真的很高兴能够在这里跟大家一起分享上帝的话语。
My name is Felipe. I'm the pastor of this church, the church that meets here in the morning, West Point Grey Baptist Church. And I'm like you, I'm an immigrant. I'm from Brazil.
我的名字呢，他的名字叫 Philip. 他是这个教会早上聚会的，西点浸信会的这个主席牧师。那么他跟大部分在座的人一样，他也是移民，是来自巴西的移民。
And I have a wife and two beautiful kids, a boy 5 years old and a girl 2 years old.
那他有一个非常漂亮的妻子和两个小孩，他的儿子呢是5岁，还有一个女儿2岁。
And for this morning, I would like to ask you to have your Bible open with you in Luke chapter 4.Because we're gonna need it. It's our roadmap for today.
那么今天早上呢，他希望大家呢能够翻开圣经，把圣经一直翻到路加福音的第四章，因为这一节的章节呢，将是我们今天讲到的这个指路标。
So imagine that the text we just read this morning is like a road trip with many stops along the way that we could stop and enjoy a beautiful view at each point.
那我们可以想象一下，我们刚才读的这段经文呢，就把它想象成一段短途旅行。那我们呢，就在这段沿途当中呢，不停地来欣赏各处的美丽的景点。
So imagine that we are driving and we make our first stop in the first few kilometers of our trip, and we look at the text as the road map, as the scenery.
那么我们就想象说我们是驾车前行，开了几十公里以外呢，就来到了第一个景点。那么我们就用这个经文呢作为我们的这个沿行行的地图。
And what we see here in the text that we read, we can see that Jesus is the new Israel being tempted in the desert.
那我们在这段经文里，我们能看到什么样的景色呢？我们看到说，耶稣也是在旷野中，就像一个备受试探的新以色列人。
Look at the parallels.
那我们看看这两者之间的对比。
40 days in the desert.40 years in the desert with Israel.
那我们看到这里面是40天和40年的对比，都是在旷野中。
Jesus is quoting the Old Testament when Israel was being tested in the desert in this passage.
那么这里面呢，耶稣呢，他也引用了旧约里面当以色列人在旷野中受试炼时候的经文。
Jesus here is being tempted in the desert like Israel in the Old Testament. But the difference is that Jesus does not fail in this testing.
那么耶稣就像当年的以色列人一样，也在旷野中受到了试探。所不同的呢，就是耶稣他得胜了，没有失败。
We could stay here and enjoy this view and this parallel between Jesus and the desert. But let me show you another spot.In our trip,
我们本来可以在这里多停一段时间，多欣赏一下这个耶稣和以色列人之间的这种平行的对比。但是呢，我还是想带着大家呢继续前行到另一个地方。
Let's get to our car and drive to a second location, and it's pretty close from here. It's just one verse before the one that we just read this morning.
那我们就重新上车，让我们前行到第二个景点，而且这第二个景点呢，离第一个景点并不远，只是几个章节之后。
Look at the chapter before you on chapter 3. Just before it starts chapter 4 is a genealogy there.
大家可以看到路加福音第三章，就是我们读的第四章前面这一点点。这一块呢，整个是耶稣的家谱。
And the last verse says, the son of Enosh and the son of Seth and the son of Adam, the son of God. So the genealogy goes all the way to Adam.
那我们看到第三章的最后一节，这里说以拿土是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。所以看到这个家谱一直追溯到亚当。
You see the parallel? The devil tempted Adam, and Adam fell for it. The devil tempted Jesus, but Jesus did not fall for it.
所以看到这里，平行的对比嘛，就是说，当亚当他受到魔鬼试探的时候，他失败了；但是耶稣他受魔鬼试探的时候，他得胜了。
Adam was tempted in the garden, then sent out into the desert.Jesus is the new Adam who resists the temptation and makes the inverse journey from desert to paradise.
那么亚当呢？他是在伊甸园里受到试探，之后呢就被赶出了伊甸园，到了旷野。而耶稣呢是新的亚当，他抵挡住了这个试探，并且呢就是说扭转了他的行程，从旷野又回到了乐园及天堂。
Again, we could stay here talking about Jesus and Adam, the parallel.But I want to take you to a third location to enjoy more this view that we're making.
当然，我们可以在这里也多停留，欣赏亚当和耶稣之间的这种平行比较。但是呢，我还是想让带大家到第三个景点。
The third location is a little bit further, chapter 3, verse 22.
那么第三个景点呢会比较远，因为我们是在这个路加福音第三章第22节这里。
And what is happening here is that Jesus is being baptized.
这里面呢是当耶稣被受洗的时候。
And here we can find Jesus' identity, loved by the Father. This is my Son, whom I love, and with whom I'm well pleased.
这里面呢，我们可以看到耶稣他的身份，他呢是 上帝的，就像说这经文里说，他是这个是我的爱子，我喜悦。
And let's see what we've learned about this view, this beautiful views that we have here in the Bible.
那么让我们来看看这第三个景点，在这个美丽的景点处，我们能学到什么？
Jesus was tempted as an Israelite. He's from Israel, and he is the new Israel.
耶稣呢是作为以色列人被试探的，他是从以色列出于以色列人，他是新以色列人。
To Jesus being tempted as the new Adam, you can see the genealogy here that we saw in chapter 3 in Luke.
那么耶稣呢，他又是以新亚当的身份被受到试探，这就是我们刚才在路加福音第三章二十二节的时候看到的。
But also Jesus being tempted in the desert in his identity as the Son of God and beloved of God.
另外呢，耶稣在旷野里面被试探的时候，是作为上帝的爱子被试探。
Now let's look at the first temptation. Let's look at all temptations now. The first temptation in verse 3, chapter 4, Satan asked, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread."
那么现在呢，我们来看一下这个第一个试探。第一个试探呢是第三节第四节中的第三节，说如果你是神的儿子，你可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。
This is a question with many layers. Again, the theme of Israel and Jesus and Adam and Jesus being played here.
那么这一个问题呢，它包含了多层次的很多的含义。我们在这里呢，又一次看到以色列和耶稣之间，以及亚当和耶稣之间的再一次对比的出现。
But ultimately, this is a question of identity.
但是最终呢，实际上这个问题呢，还是关乎耶稣身份认证的问题。
Because he questioned if you were the Son of God.
因为他问的是说，你若是神的儿子，这里有一个若是在这里。
Now note that these words "stone" and "bread" are singular; it's not plural. So it's talking about Jesus's immediate need. He was hungry, food, and not about providing food for a multitude.
那么这里呢，我们看到这里面所说的石头和面包呢，用的都是单数。所以这里面讲的呢，是耶稣自身的，他急需要他自己的即时的需要，是他所需要的食物，而不是要提供众人给众人提供食物。
So the question here is, will Jesus follow the leading of the Spirit and manifest unwavering trust in God to supply his need?
那么这里的问题就是说，耶稣会不会遵循圣灵的引导，然后表现出对这个神他能最终能提供他所需要的这种信心呢，还是他会放弃神？
Or will he relieve his hunger by exercising power apart from God? The answer to the question would reveal what kind of son Jesus is.
那么他会不会放弃神，而用他自己的力量满足自己的饥饿呢？对于这个问题的回答呢，就将揭示耶稣到底是一个怎样的神的儿子。
And Jesus replies, quoting the Old Testament, which brings a parallel of Israel and the desert.
耶稣在回答的时候，他引用了旧约的经文回答魔鬼。这里面呢，就又一次成功的对比了他和以色列人在旷野中的这种对比。
But beyond that, reveals Christ's identity and who he is. He is the one who trusts in the Father and knows that he's deeply loved by the Father.
但是更主要的是在这里呢，进一步就揭示了基督的耶稣的身份，揭示了他到底是谁。他就是那位信靠天父并且深知这个父神是深深爱着的爱子。
Now let's look at the second temptation. The devil promises Jesus all the kingdoms of the earth if Jesus worships him.
那么现在让我们来看看圣经当中的这个耶稣经历的第二个试探。魔鬼呢对他承诺说，如果耶稣拜他，他就会把世界上所有的王国都交给耶稣。
And this is, in fact, an invitation for Jesus to deny his identity as God's son and replace it with a relationship with the devil.
实际上呢，这个试探呢，是就是要邀请耶稣说，让他否认自己是神的儿子的身份，并且呢，让他与魔鬼发生关系。
And here we need to remember that all kingdoms of the earth were already promised to Jesus.
这个地方我们需要记住说，实际上地上所有的王国都已经应许给耶稣了。
So would Jesus take this cheap deal and give up his sonship? Would he wait for the Father? Why not have it right now?
那么耶稣会不会接受这个廉价的交易呢？也就是说，他放弃他的这个神子的身份呢？他会？还是会等待他的天父的时候呢？为什么不现在就拥有一切呢？
Again, the answer to this proposal would reveal who Jesus is and what kind of king he is.
那么再一次对这个问题的回答呢，又一次揭示耶稣到底是怎样的一位，揭示了他是怎样的一个君王。
So Jesus, knowing that he is deeply loved by the Father, he again quotes the Old Testament, worship the Lord and serve him only.
那么再一次耶稣他知道他是被这个父神所爱的，他再一次引用了旧约里面的经文，他说你要敬拜你的神，单单要侍奉他。
So he doesn't compromise his value in order to have control over things.
所以他不会说耶稣没有无条件的去放弃自己的这个原则，而是选择了这个信任天父。
And the third temptation is a symbolic anticipation of the definitive death that Jesus would face in his passion at the cross.
那么第三个试炼呢，则是对耶稣在受难中面临的这种终极考验的这种象征性的一个预言。
Once more, the devil poses the same question about identity. If you are the Son of God,
那么魔鬼再一次用同样的这种质问他身份的问题，就是说你如果是神的儿子，这里又用了如果若是。
Then the devil goes using Psalm 91. The devil tries again to test Jesus in his identity and loyalty to the Father by luring Jesus to the path of avoiding suffering.
而魔鬼之后呢，甚至使用了诗篇第九十一篇，魔鬼再一次试图通过诱惑耶稣来避开苦难，来试探耶稣的身份以及耶稣对父神的这个忠诚。
It seems that the devil's logic worked like this. If Jesus asked the angels to save him now, he will ask the angels to save him at the cross.
那么魔鬼这时候的逻辑似乎是这样，就是说如果耶稣现在要是要求天使救他的话，那么未来将他在十字架上也会是要求天使来救他。
Once again, Jesus, knowing that he is deeply loved by the Father, he chooses to stay faithful to the end, even through suffering.
所以再一次，因为耶稣知道他是被父神所深爱的，所以呢他还是选择了对上帝的忠诚，宁愿是要经历苦难。
Well, for the past 10 minutes or more, we have talking about this beautiful passage and learned that Jesus is not only tempted as the new Israel, a new Adam, but also in his identity.
那么在过去的这十分钟的旅行当中，我们不仅看到了了解了耶稣不仅仅是新以色列人，新的亚当以这种身份受到了试炼，同时呢也看到了他的身份受到了各样的试探。
But someone could say, so what? Tomorrow is Monday, I have to get back to work, I have to get my kids to school, I have to find a job, or I have to deal with my financial situation, etc.
但是可能会众当中有些人会说，那怎么样，我明天就是礼拜一星期一了，我还是必须要回去工作，我要该送孩子送孩子，该找工作找工作，我必须处理我的经济状况等等各样的困难。
So how about this? Why don't we learn from Jesus? Why don't we enter tomorrow by placing our identity in the Father's love in order to face every day temptation?
那么为什么不考虑一下，我们可不可以考虑说我们向耶稣学习，从明天开始让我们把我们的身份也建立在神的爱中，以此来面对我们每天的试探。
The first temptation clearly speaks about immediate need, and I want to ask you this. When you are looking to satisfy yourself, are you aware that you are deeply loved by the Father?
那么第一个，耶稣的第一个试探呢，显然是涉及到他的这个即时的需求。那么我想问大家一个问题，就是当你寻求满足自己需求的时候，你是否意识到你也是被天父所深深爱着的呢？
Every day we are asked to turn stones into bread to satisfy ourselves.
每天我们都被试探要把石头变成面包来满足我们自己。
In many different ways we are challenged to satisfy our immediate need.
我们 每天都面临各种不同的试探，来满足我们的这种即时的需求。
With food, sex, shopping, cars, trips, fun.
这里包括了各种食物啊、性啊、购物啊、汽车、旅行、娱乐等等。
Where is your heart and your mind when you are about to do those things?
那么当我们即将要做这些事情的时候，我们的心思意念都在哪里呢？
I remember when I got married, I had an expectation that my wife would fulfill all my emotional needs.
我还记得我刚结婚的时候，我期待我的妻子能够满足我所有情感的需求。
But guess what? She was always disappointing me.
但是你猜怎么样？她总是让我失望。
We were definitely happy, but there was always something missing.
我们确实是很幸福，但是总觉得缺少些什么。
Something that she could improve or do better.
总有一些我觉得她可以改进或者做得更好的地方。
It only changed when I stopped it to turn her into bread.
这一切都改变了，只有当我在不再试图把它变成从石头变成面包的时候，这一切才有所改变。
She would never be able to satisfy the emptiness that I had in my heart.
她永远无法满足我内心的空虚。
Only Jesus could fill the emotional emptiness that I had in my heart.
只有耶稣能够填满我内心中情感的空虚。
You will never be satisfied if you don't understand that you're loved by the Father and your whole identity depends on this.
如果你不明白你是被天父所爱的，而且你整个的身份都依赖于这种爱，那么你永远不会感到满足。
That's why Jesus said he is the bread of life.
这就是为什么耶稣说他是生命的粮。
The second temptation talks about the power and kingdom.
第二个试探呢，涉及到了权力和国度。
Everyone has a little kingdom to manage. Everyone has a little bit of power over your family, children, work, or the church.
每个人都有自己的小小的王国，每个人都有一些权力，包括你对你的家庭、孩子，在工作当中、教会当中等等。
And this little kingdom that was given to you by God, how are you ruling it?
而这个小小的王国是上帝赐给你们的，那你是如何去管理的呢？
What agenda do you bring to your little kingdom? Is it your agenda or God's agenda?
那你将允许哪些项目在上帝在你的王国里运作呢？这些议程和项目是你自己的议程还是上帝的议程呢？
Are you ruling it to be accepted, to be recognized, to feel loved, and trying to have control of all things just to feel more secure?
你是为了被接受、被认可、被爱或统治，而还是为了能够控制一切来感受这种感觉更安全而统治你的小王国呢？
I have two kids at home, Antonio and Eva, like I said to you, and I'm always thinking,How I can give up control so God can have control over them.
就像之前提到的，我家里有两个孩子，安东尼奥和伊娃。我呢总是在想说， 我如何才能够放弃我对他们的控制，这样呢能够让神来掌控他们。
And in the church, how am I supposed not to get in the way of the Spirit so that he can work in the life of the congregation?
那么在教会当中，我也是在想，如何我才能不妨碍圣灵在我的会众中的工作？
Christ could have had control over all kingdoms of the earth if he had accepted what the devil had proposed him at that moment. But he decided not to have control at that moment.
如果耶稣接受了魔鬼的提议的话，他当时就可以掌控地上的王国了，但是他决定那一刻不去掌控。
So tomorrow when you need to make decisions about your little kingdom that you have to manage, that decisions that might go beyond your control.
所以明天你需要对这个超越控制的这个事情做出决定的时候，
Some decisions that will make you feel lonely or not loved.
那么你需要做出让你感到孤独的决定的时候，需要做出不被爱的决定的时候。
Be aware that you are deeply loved by the Father, and that's enough for you.
福音派并没有对这个苦难给出实质性的答案。
More than decades, the three own language.Present in our church has not to understand suffering.
在过去十几年中，教会中的这种官本主义的言论更没有帮助我们理解。
I have suffered and I have to me.
我曾经身边的人受苦。
I cried to the Lord for help, and I did not receive any.
我当时向呼求帮助，但是并没有得到任何的帮助。
Well, at least not the way expecting.
至少不是我所想的那帮助。
And you might be today and maybe answering from the for your sufferings.
你们也有今天苦，或许你期望台上得到与你苦难的答案。
I'm sorry, feel your paradox.
我只能告诉你一个悖论。
That suffering has shaped my life and helped me to understand better who God is.
那就是苦难实际上塑造了我的生命，并且帮助我更好地去理解上帝。
Jesus could avoid suffering, but he didn't.
耶稣本来可以避免苦难，但是他没有。
Moreover, sometimes we think that we are suffering because we have sinned.
而同时呢，有的时候我们认为我们之所以受苦是因为我们的罪。
But Jesus did not sin, yet he suffered.
而耶稣并没有犯罪，但是他受了苦。
So let's learn together that we are loved by the Father and trust God even through suffering.
那么今天就让我们一起来学习，明白我们是被天父所爱的，并且能够在苦难中仍然信靠神。
In conclusion, I would like to invite you to be aware of the deep love that the Father has for us.
最后呢，我想邀请大家能够认识到天父对我们的深深的爱。
And let us find our identity in that love, so our lives may flourish based on that love.
让我们在这个大爱当中找到我们的身份，这样我们的生命可以在这份大爱的基础之上更加的丰盛。
During our everyday decisions and situation, let ask the question.
在我们每天决策和境况中，让我们问自己一个问题。
Am I acting in response to the Father's deep love for me, or am I acting according to my own desire, needs, and insecurity?
我是在对问的问题是我是在对回应天父对我的大爱而行事为人呢，还是根据自己的欲望、需求和不安全感而行事为人呢？
Am I avoiding suffering or and hardships because I feel abandoned and do not trust God?
我是否因为感到被抛弃和不信靠上帝而去避免苦难和困难呢？
Or am I willing to face hardship knowing that the Father's love for me is deep enough and will never abandon me.
还是因为知道天父对我如此的大爱，知道天父永远不会离弃我，而愿意去面对苦难呢？
And I pray that during this season you can face your demons, knowing that Jesus won this battle and that you are deeply loved by God.
我在这哦，我祷告在这一季里，你们可以勇敢的去面对。因为你们知道耶稣已经赢了这场征战，也知道你是被神深深爱着的。
Amen.
Amen.